Well, regardless of what stage of the calving season you're in, whether you're just starting or finally getting done, nutrient requirements are something everyone should be thinking about. For this week's Cattleman's Call, I'm Ella Stiefvater. This week, we're joined by Dr. Roxanne Nock, a nutritionist at Dakota Land Feeds, to talk about some of those things that you might not be thinking about when it comes to calf nutrition.
As beef producers, it's pretty easy for us to go through calving season and not really consider the nutrient requirements of newborn baby calves because the cow is supposed to take care of all of that. But if we actually stop and think about what kind of nutrition is going into those baby calves and what's needed, their nutrient requirements are pretty high. The average beef cow milk is around 28 to 30% protein on a dry matter basis. And so those calves are getting some really high quality nutrition. And that's what it takes in order for these calves to really grow and perform the way we expect them to.
Dr. Knox says that while all of that early calf nutrition is critical, thinking about those next steps is just as important, especially for your bottom line.
As we move these pairs to pasture this summer, you should at least consider what creep feed can do for your operation. Generally, creep feed is used to help improve overall gain during the summer months, and it definitely does that. Calves are born without a functioning rumen, and they develop that by consuming forage. But creep feed also helps by creating some more volatile fatty acids that help stimulate and develop the rumen papillae as well. The development of those papillae is going to set up how those calves absorb nutrients for the rest of their life. And research shows rumen development is best when you have a combination of those volatile fatty acids and roughage. Creep feeding has a pretty nice return on investment right now, and our cost of gain is pretty competitive. It should be between 70 and 75 cents per pound of additional gain that creep feed gets you.
And when you're considering adding a creep feed, there's an additional benefit you might not think about right away.
The other thing that creep feed can do is teach these calves how to eat dry feed. And so when we get to weaning time, those calves wean easier. They know what dry feed is, they come to the bunk faster, and we get them through that stress of weaning in a little bit better shape. If we end up with some drought, creep feeding helps us get those calves weaned easier if we need to do some early weaning. And it can help extend pasture life slightly, as 1 pound of creep feed is estimated to replace about 2/3 of a pound of roughage for the calf. One last thing I wanted to mention is that if we have some orphaned beef calves, we really need to focus on getting high quality nutrition into them so we can put them in with the rest of those calves come fall. 14% protein creep feed isn't adequate for a calf that is only getting a couple bottles of milk a day. We really need to have something that's 18% protein in front of those calves until they're at least 250 pounds. So just consider how you're managing those orphan calves, because we can turn those calves from pot-bellied looking bottle calves into something that's going to blend in with the rest of your herd. If we do a good job taking care of them nutritionally.
That's Dr. Roxanne Nock with Dakota Land Feeds. And for this week's Cattleman's Call, I'm Ella Stiefvater.